Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine proudly uplifting women business owners. If you are a woman business owner who is making things happen in Metro Atlanta, people expect to find you in our magazines because we set the standard in spotlighting successful women. Our show today is brought to you by the 5th Annual Helping Women Succeed, a global summit to empower women in 100 countries around the world via live stream. For more info or sponsorship opportunities, please call 770-460-5995. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Ms. Oshalami Omishere about what parents should know about alternatives to immunizations. My guest today is a native of Brooklyn, New York, with West Indian Jamaican roots. She earned her associate's and master's degrees in nursing from Broward College and Florida Atlantic University. Today, she is the founder and operating holistic nurse at Natural Nursing Solutions. We are so honored to have on the phone today a woman who is passionate about informing parents about the alternatives to immunizations. Ms. Oshalami Omishere, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Good morning.
Did I butcher your name?
No, you didn't. You did a wonderful job. Good morning. Right. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
All right. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. Now, we know you're extremely busy out there in Fort Lauderdale, beautiful Fort Lauderdale, and I'm sure you want to get to the beach to surf a little bit, so I'm not going to take up too much of your time, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to get right into it. Tell us, what is the best way to protect the body from illness and disease?
The body has its own natural support system, the immune system. So the best way to support the body is to support that immune system through nutrition, through exercise, through emotional health, spiritual health. We just have to support that immune system and make it strong. That's one of the best ways to support the body from disease.
Okay. Well, what is the most important thing parents should know about childhood vaccinations?
Well, for me as a nurse, one of the main things that we do for our patients is always to give them informed consent. And so for me, this, I'm very passionate about this because this is informed consent. Parents need to know what is in the vaccines. They need to know the ingredients. They need to know what they're actually putting in their baby's systems, what they're actually getting injected directly to the bloodstream. So they need to know what is going in the body. They also need to know how these vaccines work. How does the immune system respond to vaccines? These are some of the most important things parents need to be asking.
Okay. Well, speaking of ingredients, what are some of the toxic ingredients in vaccinations?
Well, some of the vaccinations have aluminum, antibiotics, formaldehyde, MSG, which is an excitotoxin that some people are highly allergic to, thimerosal, which is a form of mercury. That's one of the ingredients that's very toxic. Mercury in and of itself is a highly toxic hard metal, heavy metal, that actually penetrates across the blood-brain barrier. So these are some of the things that are coming directly to your baby as soon as your baby is being born and hitting the bloodstream immediately.
So to the listeners out there who are probably saying, hey, I had these vaccinations when I was a kid, I turned out okay, what's your message to them?
Well, you know, we're still looking at what's happening to the people who have had vaccines when they were a child. I was one of those people. But we're starting to see all these new diseases, that autoimmune diseases that we don't know where they came from. We don't know how people are getting these diseases. And when I think about autoimmune, what they say is autoimmune is when the body attacks itself. Why is the body attacking itself? Your entire body is, the system is made up to for survival. So now the body is starting to attack itself. So we need to take a closer look, because what these vaccines are doing, if you don't get an acute response, you very well may get a chronic, something that you'll feel later on in life that could affect you. So this is something we need to start taking a very hard look at.
Let's back up a little bit. You said one of the toxic ingredients was mercury. Did I hear you right?
That's correct.
So why would you want? Why would anyone want to give a newborn baby mercury?
That's a great question. Mercury, they've actually used that as a preservative. Some vaccines, because of public outcry, they have actually removed mercury in some flu vaccinations. But you can ask the parent. That's why the parents need to know, because they can actually request some vaccines that do not have mercury. So it's so important for parents to know what is in the vaccine and how can this affect my baby.
Mm. So from those toxic ingredients that you mentioned earlier, what are some of the worst ones that parents should really look out for and say, no, not to my baby?
Absolutely, mercury. The MSG, because MSG is an excitotoxin. This is something that we find a lot of times in our foods, in our seasonings. This is something that the parents absolutely want to avoid. Antibiotics. The baby is now being exposed to antibiotics, which is actually destroying its normal bacteria, the good bacteria that's supposed to help the body stay rid of the bad bacteria and yeast formation. So antibiotics, MSG, mercury, aluminum. Aluminum is also a metal that doesn't need to be in the body at such a early and tender age.
So you're pretty much saying that with some of these toxic ingredients, it's kind of like when people get older and they find out that they're lactose intolerant, but before they found out they were lactose intolerant, they were always kind of sick to their stomach anytime they had ice cream or milk, but they didn't know what was going on. So with these toxic ingredients, some kids who people say, oh, he was always sickly as a little baby, they could be having adverse reactions and their parents don't even know. Is that what you're pretty much saying?
Absolutely. That is exactly what I'm saying to you. Some of the food allergies and the food intolerances that parents can't really put their finger on why my child is sensitive to this, these could be some of the reasons why children develop these so early on. And it's hard to notice this because the children are just being introduced to these foods.
Mm. And you're saying with these toxic ingredients being administered through vaccination so early in your life, you don't know when they might take effect. They might take effect when you're 40.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying to you. Yeah.
Wow. So is vaccination and immunization the same thing?
No and no. We hear those terms interchangeable, vaccination, immunization. But immunization is actually the body's ability to come in contact with a substance and produce an immune response. So the next time the body has that substance, it can protect itself. That's immunization. Vaccination is an artificial form of immunization. So going back to immunization, you have natural immunization. That's where you actually come in contact with a disease and you get the disease and your body builds up an immunity. Then you have acquired, which you can get from mother to child. When the mother is nursing her baby, the baby starts to develop antibodies that the mother has. That's temporary, but at least the baby does have protection. Then you have vaccination, which is the artificial way of doing it. So that's at the end of the spectrum. That's actually the artificial way of creating an immune response.
Well, I'm sure I'm not as smart as you are, but I know you don't really want to do anything artificial in the body.
That's true. That's correct. Correct. Hmm.
So why have vaccinations been so successful in eradicating or lowering the number of childhood disease cases?
Well, vaccinations are going to work because they are creating an immune response. I'm not going to challenge that fact, but we have to look at some other factors. You know, when we look back at some of the epidemics that we've had in the past, people want to associate the increase in vaccinations for, you know, that victory. But in fact, we have changed. Our society has changed. We have better access to nutrition, better sanitation. So a lot of things coincided at the same time that vaccination started to decrease. And if you look at it, children actually receive over 30 vaccinations before the age of 6.
Hmm. Wow. So I guess the answer to my next question, you pretty much answered it. Vaccinations are still required to go to school and for some international travel?
Well, required is that's an interesting way to put it. You don't have to do it. Yes, they will tell you we do request that you submit these vaccinations, but in every state, and this is where we have to really take it upon ourselves and be accountable, we have exemptions. We have medical exemptions, we have religious exemptions, and some states have philosophical exemptions.
Mm.
And when you produce those, they allow you to bring your child to school because it is a law that you have the right to an exemption. Now, for international travel, you always have to do the research and find out what does this country require, and will they, in fact, turn me away from the border if I don't produce this, because I have traveled internationally and have not produced any document for vaccination.
And I was never asked for any kind of documents either in my international travel. So, Okay. So what can you do for children already exposed to vaccinations?
Well, I think what we need to be looking at as a whole, as a society, is to build up strong, healthy children, because the children are being so taxed right now with all the vaccinations, with the processed foods, with the excess sugars. We have to start looking at supporting our children's constitution, building up healthier, stronger children through nutrition, through exercise, through lifestyle. We have to make major lifestyle changes for our children.
So what can parents do today who are listening to this show, saying, what can I do today as a parent to build up healthier children? What can they do? Give them something they can put their hands on today.
Well, the first thing that they need to do is remove excess sugar from the children's diet. Look at natural sugars from fruit. Look at how nature produces everything that we need, and stop turning to the processed foods. We really have to avoid processed foods for our children because we don't know the quality of foods they're receiving. That's one of the things we need to do. And then we have to look also to our herbal. We have a vast array of herbs that can help the immune system for children. We have burdock. We have dandelion root. We have so many things that can help children with their immune system. I mean, personally, I would definitely, I highly suggest that parents seek out qualified practitioners to help them with this course of treatment, because this is what we're here for.
Because in a lot of countries in Asia, they're not running to the doctor every time the kid gets sick.
No.
They're doing a lot of those herbal remedies as well.
Well, if you really want to, in Asia and in other countries, they start from birth. So they start with home birth, where the child is exposed to their own microbiome, the natural bacteria that's going to help support them throughout their life. So they have a good start. That's what we have to start looking at. We have to start at the beginning.
So what are some of the countries around the world, in your humble opinion, that would be a good model for a lot of folks in America as far as, you know, natural remedies, herbal remedies, that type of thing?
That's a good question. I know a lot of the European countries, I know Amsterdam, Germany, they have some different healthcare systems. We need to start looking at some of those different paradigms, because they do incorporate the homeopathic remedies, especially in Germany. That's where it originated. And we need to start looking at some of those models and try to develop those and incorporate those in our lifestyle.
Now, you talked about the paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
So how badly are we in need in America of a complete paradigm shift when it comes to the way we look at medicine?
We are in a dire need right now. It's so serious. Coming from the front line, where I was in the hospitals, seeing the disease processes day after day, I see that we are at a fast decline, and we have to get a hold of this now, because we want to look at our future generations and see health. We don't want to see them all walking around decrepit and sickly. We want to get a hold of it now. So we have to really get serious about our health.
Hmm. So are there any alternatives to immunizations?
Actually, the best way, like I said earlier, is immune support. So that's, to me, one of our major alternatives. But we also have, in homeopathic medicine, what they call homeopathic nosodes. And these are more specific remedies that actually, it kind of follows the whole artificial immunization model, where you actually have a diluted amount of that substance to actually trigger an immune response. So what I'm saying to you is, in an immunization, what they use is a diluted amount of the substance that produces the disease. Homeopathy is much similar to that, but on a natural level. You don't have all the preservatives, you don't have all the side effects, and you don't have all the toxicity.
Hmm. Okay. Well, before we bring this interview to a close, are there any final words you'd like to leave with our listening audience regarding immunizations or vaccinations?
Well, one of the things I'd really love parents to come away with is to know that vaccinations, although you feel, you know, it's a very difficult decision for a parent to make, especially with limited knowledge. You really want to be clear about what you're doing for your children. A lot of times we make decisions out of fear, so it's important for us to be knowledgeable so we can be empowered and make informed decisions.
Now, you're in Fort Lauderdale.
Yes.
As the operating holistic nurse at Natural Nursing Solutions, who are some of the people that's coming to see you? What are their socioeconomic backgrounds? Who are these wise people that are walking through your door saying, hey, I don't want my kids, you know, vaccinated or immunized. I want to try an alternative. Tell us a little bit about these people's background.
Well, people from all walks of life. We have a lot of mothers that are, I work a lot with mothers because I'm also a doula. So people that, and I find this to be the case now, people that are educated, people that are middle income, you find a lot of people now starting to migrate towards the natural way of life. So they are seeking better alternatives for their families. So these are the type of people that I'm seeing.
And beautiful. All right. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
Well, the best way to contact me would be, I'm actually on all the social media. I'm on Facebook at Natural Nursing. I'm at Twitter at Natural Nursing. The website is natural solutions.com. And the number they can reach me at is 954-756-0362.
You said your website is naturalnursingsolutions.com.
Correct.
All right. Well, let me make sure I'm going to get your name right. Ms. Oshalami Omishere, founder and operating holistic nurse at Natural Nursing Solutions, right there in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Thanks for spending some of your most valuable and precious time with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you know something else?
Yes.
If they want to find this interview or find out more information about you and the listeners out there, you know, you could go to our website at sparkplugpeople.com. She's all over social media at people you need at facebook.com/PYNTK. She's on our Twitter page. She's on LinkedIn. She's all over our social media. So you can find her there as well. Okay?
Spark.
Yes.
Spark. Is it okay if I make another point? Can I make another point?
Sure.
One of the things I also want parents to know is that immunizations do not even completely protect children. They're also finding that children that have immunizations still contract the diseases that they're being immunized against. So it's not a fully 100% way to protect yourself.
You need to repeat that if you don't mind, please.
Okay, let me just say this. Immunizations are not 100%. Children are still coming down with the diseases that they're being immunized against. And they're even finding children, once upon a time, shingles was not something that younger children were getting. And now they're finding younger children getting shingles because they're getting the chicken pox vaccine at the age of 1 year old. So you're starting to see a trend of differences because of the increase of vaccinations.
Wow.
Yes.
So is it, you know, do you have anything else you want to share? Because this is some important information, and I do appreciate you taking the time out of your extremely busy schedule to share this information with our listening audience. So do you have anything else you'd like to leave with us? Because this interview is going to be on the Internet as long as the Internet is in existence.
Okay.
And so I'm on your side. So I want you, if you have something else to add, please go ahead and share it with our listening audience.
Well, I thank you for that. I also think that parents should definitely, and not just parents, when we talk about this, I'm addressing parents because a lot of the information is about childhood vaccinations. But one of the major fights that's going on right now is actually in nursing itself, where they're requiring nurses to get mandatory flu vaccines. And because we're in flu, quote-unquote, flu season, our new fifth season, everybody is running out and trying to get flu vaccines, but what they don't realize is every year it's going to be a different flu. How do you keep up with that? So every year now you have this new flu vaccination, and your body's just collecting these impurities. So that's the biggest fight now, is now they're forcing people for their livelihood. I mean, it's basically saying either you work or you get this vaccination. So we have to start really getting firm, and we have to make a stand if this is something that we just don't want in our system.
Mm.
Yeah,
we
have to get passionate.
And it sounds like you are. So thanks again for sharing that information with our listening audience, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on Metro Atlanta women business owners and sometimes other women business owners around the world. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. And we'd love to hear from you, so please email us at sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my lovely wife, Miss Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another superbly fantastic job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, the world's number one promoter of women business owners, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company on earth. When you're ready to move out of the crowd and get into the spotlight, give us a call today at 770-460-5995. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio.